This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Between President Obama and his former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Americans are either the kind of people that stand up for abortion and Planned Parenthood, or we are engaged in an American assault on Planned Parenthood. Presidential candidate Clinton even goes so far as to speak of those who have a problem with abortion or selling what is left after abortions on the same level as terrorists who stage shooting sprees. Neither has ever admitted publicly polls that show roughly 56% of Americans oppose most or all abortions. Canada is making a clumsy march into assisted suicide. Early this month, a Quebec Superior Court prevented the unregulated launch of assisted suicide on December 10th in response to a Supreme Court ruling. That lower court ruled that the current criminal code is still in effect and unregulated killing would still be committing a crime. Canada's federal government is now asking its high court for more time to write laws to control the deadly practice. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Thousands attended the funeral for the pro-life police officer who responded to the call of shots fired at a Planned Parenthood. Garrett Swayze came to the defense of Planned Parenthood and an officer during the recent shooting in Colorado. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.